All right, I'm gonna go. Hyperwiki Adventure, invoke the meth demon. If you go to Planet Blue to see a Poltaki shaman, you sign up for the charity project Interplanetary Healing. You are selected. In exchange for what little you earn, down to your clothes and personal photographs, you will be sent to Planet Blue. There, you will be hooked up with a shaman who will cleanse your body and spirit with powerful alien plants. You are on your way to the Alvernet before you know it. It's going to be a new start. They even give you some mess before the ride starts to keep you from withdrawal from it. Deep in the forest you are now. Just you and a half crazy shaman. Alright. Whatever that herb was the shaman gave you, everyone was getting very stiff erections. The half-crazy shaman sort of holds and caresses his large blue cock like it was an affectionate pet. The patterns on the trees and the wind and the long hanging branches of leaves were beginning to turn into a kaleidoscope effect. The shaman pulls out a bundle of dried herbs and leaves tied with an ornate patterned knot and a tight bunch of colored bird feathers stand out. The bundle bursts into blue flame. Some resin from the smell was used to ignite such a flame, and the fan of feathers beats the red fiery core of the bundle, releasing the scent of herbs and tree oil. The smoke collects in a cloud in the center and then begins to slowly spread out until wisps beginning to take form in the outward oozing cloud of aromatic smoke. In the cloud has become rarefied aerial creatures with long, slender arms and shapely torsos who are now clearly dancing in a circle around you and the shaman. Their dancing is a slightly quickened pace, the same rhythm of trees sway to shifting patterns in the tree bark as it spirals up the trunk of these large trees. This ancient forest may be described most like weeping willow trees, but as large as the largest oak trees and not wispy or leafy, but broody and dark. The dancing creatures are shown with a faint light of their own, shining out from the wisps of smoke as they animate in their dance. The shaman hands you two gourds and makes a sign to choose. One is pink silver and the other is pink golden. Moving on to number three. You insist on drinking both. In about 20 minutes, you feel a surge and then a flash. You smell something burning. You felt like you were going to come onto this amazing buzz, but you feel strangely sober. The shaman sits smoking a tobacco cigarette looking at you funny. His deep blue forehead furrowed an expression you are not really familiar with. Medicine. Oh my god. Well, what if there's only... Nope, no, this one I'm gonna have to stop on. Demand more medicine. You demand more medicine. You say you need something much stronger. Shaman leads you into a cave. The cave is a shamanistic drug lab. Naked men with heavy earrings, distorting robes. They pound nuts and roots with mortars. Women chew purple-orange plants and spit mulch into long wooden plates. The urine of goats, eat only a rare and toxic mushroom that is caught in clay jars. At the end of the twisting tunnels is a great cauldron where everything is mixed and boiled night and day to the throbbing deep prayer songs older than the human civilization. From the bottom of the cauldron comes a thick, sticky paste of extract. To get from plant space with a sticky, heavy tar, it takes months, but a constant supply is renewed to keep the process churning. The substance is called Olea Kiolo, the mind of God. Shaman hooks a small fragrant trunk with a small face. He ignites it with a red coal he holds in his bare hand. He holds the resin under your nose, and you inhale the deep, violet, citrus scent. A vibration starts in your balls, and it descends your spine to your head, and you are suddenly tripping like never before, and laughing. Flashes separate vivid memories seen in extreme detail, and as you watch, trance all over the range of your life, including forgotten pre-language baby days, you connect dots and learn things in a wonderful, joyful depth of understanding. All your past hang-ups melt away, and when you do trip, if you are wandering in a lost paradise that is better than perfect fantasy version of your childhood backyard, every detail so vibrant and bright, you seem to wander for days in the state before waking up. Many wrinkles and tension tightenings have left your face. You look like you're 3 years younger now.